Hello there. Welcome to episode 11 of the Little Saves podcast on personal finance. Join me every Tuesday in exploring something interesting in the world of personal finance. On today's episode, we are going to be taking a look at the Indian penny stocks. So we are going to be talking about what it means for you to have penny stocks in your investment portfolio. We see if it is worth investing in them, what kind of returns to expect from them, the risks they carry, and more. And needless to say, this is just a curious look into the world of finance, and my thoughts should not be taken as advice to base your investments on. There are risks in investments, know what you're getting into, and if you're not sure, seek professional help from a registered advisor to invest your money. All right? Let's get into it. What are penny stocks? Are they stocks that cost you 5 paisas or 10 paisas? Actually not. There is no hard and fast rule about what a penny stock is or how to decide if a stock is a penny stock or not. Right, so the term itself actually came about from way back when the stock markets first came about. You know, there were a bunch of shady companies that were established, which actually did not have any business in reality, but they still went about fooling the public and saying they have businesses, and eventually people realize that there is no business and the stock value crashes. It just becomes a couple of paisas per stock. Much later, new investors who come in to start investing, right? They look at the stock and they see that it's 5 paisa, 10 paisa. They think that if they buy, say, 10,000 rupees of those stocks, they will be getting about 1 lakh stocks. And that's, even if it goes up by 10 paisa, they make like 10,000 as profit. They can double, triple, or even if it goes up by 1 rupee, they can make a lot of profit. So they get a little greedy and then they mass invest in that company. And in most cases, these stocks actually collapse eventually and they get delisted, where the investor loses all the money they put in. In some cases, the stock is picked up by some kind of a criminal operator who wished to start fooling the market on the stocks. So they would have already accumulated a lot of the stocks and they start spreading rumors on the stock. Ooh, this company is going to start investing in that company, or someone is planning to invest in this company, and you know, a government order is going to be given to the company. It may be given to the companies. A lot of rumors are spread on the stock, so the public start getting a lot of giving it a lot of attention and start investing in it, which will send the price of that penny stock really high. And eventually, when people realize this is fake, it all falls down again. This is very illegal. And the dangerous part is you don't know when it is happening as a retailer or investor. You have very little knowledge about all of this, right? It's not your forte, so you don't even know when it is happening to you. To get back to the question, in India, we have small cap stocks. So you have large cap companies, mid cap and small cap companies. Small cap companies are basically defined as companies that have a market capitalization of less than 5,000 crores. There is technically no textbook defined way to measure a penny stock. In market parlances, penny stocks are looked at as stocks that are cheaper to acquire in the range of, say, less than 30, 40 rupees, I would say. Now, how to pick the best Indian penny stocks that are there in the market? There are a couple of things you should check when investing in small cap stocks. And I stress on small cap, so not just penny stocks, but again, penny stocks are nothing but some kind of a small cap stocks, right? So it's not wrong to buy the shares of companies that are trading at 20 paise, 30 paise. Just ask yourself some of these questions first. The first question you should ask is, what is their business model? Does the company have a strong underlying business that will grow in the future? Is it a believable and trustworthy company? How are they doing in terms of sales and profit year on year? These are questions you can ask to see what the company's business is, how it is doing. And if it is a fundamentally strong company, irrespective of whether the stock is 20 paise, 30 paise, it might be worth investing in. The second question you should be asking is, what is the past performance of the company like? So check what all they did in the past. How long have they been trading? How long have they been in business? And have they been consistent in giving dividends out? What percentage of the promoters are invested in the company? Does the price show any drastic drops or increases in the past where there is no possible explanation? Right, like for example, let's say you're talking about a stock in the coal industry. The company has actually had not much of increase in profits or losses. There is nothing going on in the industry, but when you look at the stock chart, you see drastic highs and lows all the time. That means someone is basically playing around manipulating the stocks. So that's the second thing you need to check for about the past performances. The third thing you look at is the value of the stock in itself. So look at whether it is possible that the stock is actually undervalued by others. Right? Maybe it is not that popular a stock, or people have had a lot of negative perception on it. But just by taking a look at the dividends the company is paying, what is the books they're holding, their PE ratio, and things like that, it is possible for you to analyze and see if the stock is actually cheap. Maybe it's because it's not appreciated as much, or is it because there is a pile of debt that they are carrying which they're going to eventually collapse upon? So see why the price is so low. That is the third question you need to ask yourself before you even take a decision whether to invest in a penny stock or not. Moving on, the next thing I can tell you is, don't ever trade on the penny stocks. I know it is very, very exciting, and very honestly, I have done it in the past many times, and I have burnt my fingers doing it in the past. So this is how it goes, right? You see a stock for 5 paise and your mind starts racing. So you're like, oh my god, it's only 5 paise and I have got like on 5,000 rupees excess here in my account. So for 5,000 rupees, how many stocks? I should be able to get about 10,000 stocks. Now 10,000 means more or less maybe like, I don't know, you do the math, but you will be getting hell of a lot of stocks. And a 5 paise stock, it actually can easily go up to 10 paise, right? So that's what your mind will be thinking. A 5 paise stock can easily go to 10 paise. So if I put 5,000 today, tomorrow if it goes to 5 paise, I get 5,000 back. It's very easy for your mind to think on those terms, but in reality, it does not work like that. Penny stocks are very, very erratic, and it is very much possible for that 5 paise stock to drop even further and get delisted easily. And because the stocks are so cheap, and more importantly, these are all companies that are not that popular, the liquidity on all of these stocks is going to be very, very low. You know, the 5 paise stock, you might find like on, I don't know, 10,000 trades, or maybe 5,000 trades, the trade volume will be very less. If you look at the volume data, the trade volume on these stocks is going to be very, very low. And that itself is a trend key showing you that there is very poor liquidity in that counter. So if you wish to make money off fundamentally good penny stocks, instead of trading or day trading or, you know, swing trading on penny stocks for the short term, a better way to do it is, you know, ask the three questions I was talking to you earlier about. Find some of the best penny stocks and hold on to them for some time. You know, it could be midterm or long term, most likely not in the short term. Just hold on to them for some time. If the company is good and you have done your research, you will get your pay out of it. Finally, let's look at the risks of investing in penny stocks. Now, as I said, penny stocks are easily manipulatable. They are operator run stocks. Now, this is the most important factor that keeps most people away from penny stocks if you look at it. As the value of the stock is very little, it's possible for someone with very deep pockets, say someone who's got like 1 crore or 2 crore rupees, to start playing around with the stocks. They basically buy everything in the market with that 1 or 2 crores. And people will start thinking, oh, there's something happening in that area. And everyone will start wanting that stock. So something which is worth 10 paise, someone picked it up for 1 crore, they'll start selling it for 30 paise, 40 paise easily. And you know, it might actually, there have been instances where something which is not even worth 1 rupee has been selling for 200 rupees. And all of a sudden, within a couple of days, it crashes down very badly. Everyone loses the money. The person who's playing around with the stock earns a lot of money. It is illegal, of course, but you know, it's a little difficult for the authorities to track on those terms. But everyone else, individual like you or me, will definitely end up losing money in it. So be careful when you're investing in penny stocks, and always know that there is a risk of investing in them because it's easily manipulatable. Okay, and a final word of caution for today. Investing in general is a risky affair. Investing in penny shares or buying penny stocks is even riskier. I personally set about 10% of my stock portfolio. So 10% of whatever stocks I own, I put it in penny stocks because I know the risks and I am willing to take them. And I select some good fundamentally good stocks that will give me returns in the long term. 10% of my stock portfolio is in penny stocks. And overall, if you look at my investment portfolio, only 25% of my portfolio is in stock market actually. So I maintain my investments in penny stocks for the midterm period, for maybe even or maybe even the long term period, you could say. Understand what you're getting into. Penny stocks may fuel your dreams of becoming a millionaire overnight, but it just does not happen that way. Never take a risky bet with the intention of making money quick and easy. Indian penny stocks are companies after all, so don't dismiss them at in the end, right? There are Indian companies in them that employ people and feed Indian families, so it's not totally not worth investing in either. So be careful, do your due diligence. These companies do have a bright future under the right management and the right economic and political conditions. Try to see the intrinsic value in these and invest in them. That's it for today, folks. Thanks for listening. Do you have any penny stocks that make you made you lose money, or maybe you became a multi-bagger, you won a lot of money by investing in these stocks? Please mention them in the comments. I'm very, very curious to know about it. We would all like to know, actually. Thank you. Bye-bye.